I see you insist on touching my ears. It's as if you haven't met the catfolk before. But I'll put up with it because it's you. For now. You understand me, kitty cat. A name that's ironic, ain't it? You don't even have ears like me, but you give off that vibe. The boy with a mysterious presence. Yet here I am traveling with you. An assassin of the catfolk race, the secret weapon of my country. Even then, I wonder how this all came about. Seems like a distant dream now. As for you, just don't get into trouble and stay away from that fire pit before you burn yourself. I see. The only thing that's burning in you is a desire. A cold, hard desire for love and affection. You try and hide it, but you've never had the loving of a man. Not like me. Not like this. Putting on that tough act won't do too much, will it? You can try as you might, but it doesn't go anywhere, you know. You can try and get closer, but that's not it. If you want me, then say it. Too embarrassing, right? I expected that, but even then, I don't mind that side to you. We may have only meeting just recently, but even then, I don't mind it. You're pretty cute for someone lacking the features I normally find most attractive, namely the cat ears and tail. But I suppose, as far as you go, you define attraction in a different way. You're different, unique, vibrant, and oh so mysterious. I want to feel you just like this. Your craving of my love is so cute, and the feeling is mutual. Somehow, some way, attraction be damned, because I've fallen for you, despite your oddities. Your cuteness resounds unquestionably, and from head to toe, I want to lick you. I want to give you the rough and vivid love of a man, but not only just a man with all the lust and love of being caught in a workplace that never allows for those carnal instincts to ever come out. Don't regret your choice if you choose to bed with me. This world may be maddened, but I'm not. Not except for my desire. My one singular desire in this moment. Maddening enough to make me want to mate with you. How badly do you desire me? Your kisses tell a story on my lips. A story of curiosity, desperation, and need washed over your features like a waterfall over the next bend. Even if we're in the wilds, even if it's nothing but the grass and a tent separating us, animal skins or nothing but leaves, you would still take my hand and wistfully beg for me to take you to a place you've never been of desire and feelings and pleasure beyond your wildest dreams. That sexy body of yours might as well be in rut. because you betray yourself with your desires written firmly on all of your features. You see, you're quivering for me. That sexy toned body just for me, aching with all the intensity of rut, begging me to touch you everywhere but there, savoring the slow descent into pleasure. Look here. Yes. This is what you've done. You made me this hard. Now take some responsibility. Stroke my fat cock. You feel it, don't you? That bumpiness of my cock. That's a trait of my people. These bumps will feel even better inside you. That much I can promise. What I can't promise is that you'll be able to keep your mind about you, even once I'm done with you. You asked for this, and don't forget it. I did too, but our desires, like syrup, reaching to the back of our tongues and the fronts of our minds. I want more. I want you to get so addicted, so lost in these kisses and touches, and that stroking and knowing what you're doing. You're inviting me, begging me to fuck you, and I'm begging you to do the same. This desire so earnest, so pure and sweet, that I could never, ever do without it. No, not at all. It seems the more I touch you in your precious place, the same thing happens. So when you touch me, you leak just like I do. You feel that sticky prey dripping down my cock as you stroke it still. Come on, why don't you show me what you can do? Why don't you make me come if you're that confident? But make no mistake, when I do, I may just lose my mind in lust for you. So I beg you, only do that if you want a lusty beast on top of you, pinning you down and making love to you, because that's exactly what you might get. You feel good. You make me feel good. Cave into my fingers as I reach inside. It feels so natural, so meant to be. I want you. I want you so bad. I feel your arousal like tasted. That's right. Cave into me right now. I'm your man. No matter what happens, I will make you feel it. You feel these fingers wrapped around you like this, claiming your sexy little ass as my plaything. Your lust is telling on you, but my own is doing the same. Which one of us is making more of a mess, I wonder? Oh, God. I just want to shove my cock inside you so fucking bad. I want you to feel a real man's cock deep inside you, no matter if you're a virgin or not. No matter if you've ever tasted the love of the catfolk or not, I want my thick fucking manhood inside you. I don't even want to waste time coming, if not deep, deep inside you. Right in here, I want to go, I want to come, and I want to make you cry out in the pleasure and intensity that doesn't end with just one time. Now, look me in the eyes while you hold on to my cock and stroke it so earnestly. Hold on to it and look at your man. Look at the man who's gonna be balls deep inside you soon and beg for it. I want you to beg. Beg like you mean it. You're already begging without words, purring in that voice of yours that holds back tears at the pleasure. I can tell by your reactions you've never known the touch of a man so needy, so desperate, so lost to lust and pleasure, caught in that gaze and touch and taste. I'll be taking your first and most precious time, and I'll make you savor the taste in your mouth of good sex on every breath. And just like that, I could shove it inside you. You're so fucking destroyed already. So fucking lost to love. I wanna take you nice and slow. This sweet flesh begging to be touched by me. And this cock that grinds against it so earnestly. Those legs of yours that shake when I get nearer, when I grind more. How does it feel to have me so close, so satisfyingly close, that you can taste the sex you're about to feel, that you can feel all those little details, baby? You want this bad, don't you? Show me how bad you want it. And impale yourself on it, baby. I want to feel the lust of every twitch. Every twitch of that cock. Every tense of that ass going down on my big, fat, juicy cock. Inch by inglorious inch, you impale yourself so desperate to sit and feel the full length of my cock that grows inside you. I know you feel every inch as it sinks into your flesh. I know you feel that lust that only comes from this and this alone. Face it, baby, you're mine to do with as I please. I can control you by your true master, which is that desire that wells up. Now, I want you to savor every thrust, every inch, every lustful gaze and touch of that lewd body, experiencing what it means to be my boy. You feel it, all of it, don't you? Is it? You want more friction, more are tantalizing fucking deep inside you. You want your body to cave into me and me alone in this moment. Listen to yourself. You feel it so bloody, don't you? How badly do you want it? That's it, kitty cat. That's it. Take it. Take it. Oh, God. My eyes can't just stop with one, and we stay hard for at least 3 rounds. I hope your body doesn't break before you're ready for it. Then your mind might snap like a twig. You feel that cum still spurting out inside you. It doesn't just stop like normal men, no. I wouldn't be satisfied until I feel you're coming against me. Until I feel the legions of lust that you must feel. Yes, yes. Ready to keep getting filled up. I'll keep pumping you with more until you can see a bulge from where my cock and cum fills. I won't stop, and I'll strap it all inside, every last bit of it. But it can't end just like that, no. There's too much lust left in your eyes, and you may have came, but not hard enough. Take me, baby. Take me, baby. Take all of me. I want you to be filled up with my seed, drowning in it. You feel all of that deep inside, don't you? As my seed and cock claims you, as that intense feeling of lust and love never stops. I can't let you go with just 3. Remember I said, at least. Take it all, baby. I want you so bad. I want you so fucking bad. Yeah, come for for me and scream my name into the wilderness. Just for me. Just for me, baby. Just for me. You're so full now, good cat. So full of me. And the way you squirm is perfect. Perfect for making everything come together so gorgeously. Yes. The way you squirm, the way you cry out, every last drop of that is mine. Oh, mine. Get it, cat. But that wouldn't be good enough for you, would it? You want more love, more intensity, more spoiling. So I suppose you'll have what you want while being firmly impaled on my cock. Good boy. Deep inside you. I love making it. Quite the effect on you, didn't it?